Rabbi Chaim's friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Mishka Sach, Mishka Behema, Gidrei Bia. This is the 13th shiur in this series. Pretty incredible how much Torah we've learned on this topic. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to continue B'simcha B'tuv Levav. And what we saw in the previous shiur was that we ended off with a Sigin Mesecha Sanhedrin. And that's where we'll start. We'll start where we ended. It says in the Gemara, Hamasulels Bivnov, someone, a woman, is acting lewd with her young son, Beherabah, and he begins the act of Bia with her. He does the initial stage, but he doesn't actually penetrate. So Beishamai says he passes her Mikahuna, and Bizhil is Machshihur. And the Gemara says we're talking about an 8-year-old. Because Beishamai holds that we learn from the Doris HaRishonim that they would be able to father children at the age of 8. Beis Hillel will say, no, we don't learn from the Doris HaRishon. The Kasha is that we have Nida, Lamed Beis, and Beis, Shuvah Sarosh that we mentioned, that the Din of Bias, 9 years old, is Alach L'Moshe Misinai. So what's a Shaykh here to be learning from Doris HaRishon? And we have Alach L'Moshe Misinai, 9 years old, and this child is 8. And not only that, says the Kasha and Beis Shammai, who learned from Doris HaRishon, it's Kasha, Beis Hillel doesn't learn from Doris HaRishon, just say Pashim, Alach L'Moshe Misinai. So those were the kashas that we asked in the end of the previous year, and now we're going to go weiter. So Rashi there in Dibra Maskel Pasla writes, "Umi miso amachaviko and shalohus rabem v'nachayv miso," because there was no hasra in Shem Baruch Haner. And the Rashashu asked, "How did Rashi write mechayvu lashin rabim?" We're talking about a cotton, a cotton's putter. But Dibra writes, "So what's pshat mechayvu?" And bigger Dibra Rashi, we have to understand that if the kasha is, why are they arguing about, right? Because Rashi's asked, what does Rashi say? Rashi says they're not chayv misa. Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says pasul mekahuna. So chayv Rashi's kasha is, but they're not chayv misa. But there is a psul kahuna. Or is a shaylef, there's a psul kahuna. But there's no chayv misa because there's no hasra. So if that was Rashi's kasha, why they're arguing about kahuna, not about chayv misa, so what's the Gemara's teretz? What's Rashi's teretz when he says kagon shalohu srubahim? They didn't get asra. Seder. So what would be the din if they did it? There was asra. Sof, they should argue if there is asra. So is there a chi of misa if there is asra? And if the kasha is why misa is not mentioned in the words of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in other words, maybe there are, where the first kash is, maybe they're arguing why they're arguing about kahuna and not about chi of misa. So he says, you know why they're arguing about kahuna chi of misa? Because there's no hasra. So to that we can ask, okay, well, let's say there was hasra. And if the kash is, Rashi's bothered why there's no chi of misa mentioned, not why they're arguing about kahuna, not chi of misa. Where's the chi of misa b'chlal? So it's pashat that they did it in tzina. What, this woman's going to play around with her son like that, with Edom and Hasra? So mehechi teisi, there should be misa. So the kash is al tzpsul kahuna. Why are they arguing about kahuna, not misa? So then to tell me there's no hasra doesn't really help me. Because what would be the din if there was hasra? And if the kashi is why do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel not mention misa at all? Even if you can argue about psul kohuna, b'seder, but what about misa? So it's pashat that it was that hasra. Rashi is a mechadishma. What are they going to do with hasra? And also they're arguing about pligi lekahuna, whether she's psul lekahuna, which isn't so shchiach. Most people around aren't kohanim. So they should argue about a more shchiach case. Asura lebaila or not asura lebaila. So why come on to kahuna? Why not talk about Bila? So it would appear as follows that in the Yad Rama, he writes that it's Pashut that she's not killed because Ein Rochach HaRov Kal V'Chomer LaHar Kal V'Chomer LaHatzil. We don't go after the Rov. We don't go after the Rov to kill. We certainly go after the Rov to. We certainly go after the Rov. If you go after the Rov LaHarog, we know we go after the Rov LaHarog to kill. So we certainly go after the Rov to save. So here we're, the Rov saves here, right? Because it's a miut of Amol Bishmona. So we should certainly go after the Rov. So therefore, there's no killing. And they're only arguing about whether she's pasul l'kahuna. So we see from the Yad Ramah, Kim Bavur B'dvarav B'sug Yisham, Udaf Samaches on the base, the Doros HaRishon was only a miut of 8-year-olds that were molded. And Rubam aren't molded. And their Bia is not a Bia. And because of this, it's not Shaykh to have a Chiyuv Misa. Which is hard to understand. If that's true, then why does he pass through the Kahuna? By Kahuna, we also go after the Rov. The Rabban, and we don't go after the Rov for Yuchsin. Is this really a Suffolk of Yuchsin? No, it's a Suffolk to pass through the Kahuna. It's not a Suffolk Yuchsin. No, so if that be the case, that it's only the Rabban and the Ramah should have told us. So why did the Ramah explain to us why, according to Beis Shammai, she's Pasul Kahuna? Why according to Beis Shammai Pasul Kahuna? It's only a miut. It's only a miut. So you should have explained to us why. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. That Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Ben Tes, as we explained in a previous year, is only tells us that under 9 years old, by him it's not a bia. We see from the Rambam that to pass the kahuna, it's enough that by her it is bia. And we said it could be the Rabban and it could be the Oraisa. But all we need is somebody pasul being Ba'alea, and that passes her the kahuna. As long as mitzad her, it's bia. Even if mitzad him, it's not bia. However, a under 9-year-old is different than a shachuf, right? A shachuf is someone who doesn't, whose limb, our organ doesn't get hard. And and he passes the kahuna. Even though mitzad him it's not bia, mitzad her it's bia. So if this shachuf is a pasul, he passes her the kahuna, even though it's not a proper bia mitzad him, but mitzad her it is, it passes her. But he's different than a pachas mi ben tes. Because he has to be a bar bia. And if he's less than 9, he's not even a bar bia. Less than 9 is nothing. So it's not even a bia mitzad her. So we can say that we never there was harishayim. That even though nishtanu adaris ve'ein moilidim is man is 8-year-old, ein beran mashkasev is a and toys their deeper and samuk tesam and after your mass will be atu the marshal the maram sham ve'ein kan mekaymoi. So it's not pshat that it's bia by him, because belavach is halacha Moshe Misinai, or belavach in nishtanu adaris. There's nothing to talk about an 8-year-old. Halacha Moshe Misinai it's 9. Nishtanu adaris. That 8-year-olds don't aren't molded. Just lifsal kahuna, it's enough that it should be bia by her. Through it, through ayidezeh shadaras harishonim alidim ben ches, because the earlier generations already were able to have children, to father sire children from the age of 8, so that makes her like she is nivelis to a man who isn't mufka from bia mitzad mitziyus. So what do we say? We say that somebody who's mufka mitzad mitziyus, so from bia, like an 8-year-old normally, 6-year-old, 4-year-old, that doesn't passel her. But the fact that the earlier generations did, 8-year-olds did have, 8-year-olds did sire children, so that means that he's not mufka mitbia. See, he's like a shachuf who can aser her betrum or labayla, because mitzad her it's considered bia. That's what the Yadrama writes. Shana Nareges. She's not killed. Because we need that it should be Bia meets at him as well. So, and that's only, he's only a mute. And the Halacha Moshe Misina was Nemar al Rov. And the Ramah, as you see from the his words over there, he's not Mechalik between Doris HaRishon and Doris HaChorin, he's Mechalik between Mute and Rov. So the Halacha Moshe Misina from 9 years old is the Derech HaRov. But there's still a Mute. So Mitzad him, that he should be able to have father a child. It's only a mute. And Mimela, she's not killed. Even though he's not Mufka Ligamri Mibia, but she's not killed because Al Pirov, he can't father a child. Even in the olden days. Barak Livso Likuhuna. Shein Sarach Bia Didei. To pass a Likuhuna. That you don't need his bia. In other words, it doesn't have to be a mitzad him, it has to be a mitzad her. There, if we learn from Doris Rishonim, in other words, from the mute, that it is bia, that's enough to make him like a shachof, and therefore she's pesul l'kahuna. And that's the reason of Beis Shammai, we understand the Adramah. Again, my rabbi said, as we've been discussing in the previous shiurim, there's bia mitzad her and bia mitzad him. Sometimes it's not bia mitzad him, but it's bia mitzad her. That's the case by a shachof, by somebody who's ever can't get hard. It's not considered bia for him, but it is for her. It's enough to passel her. But a shafach isn't mufka. He's not completely mufka in the gavra from bia. An 8-year-old, a child is. But a shafach is a regular person. He just has a physical problem. But in theory, he's a bar bia. It's how the gavra is a bar bia. So therefore, he can passel. Here also, this 8-year-old, since in the Doros HaRishonim, there was a mute that were moilid. Memela, that makes him that he's not mufka mibia. He's a bar bia. He's someone whose bia counts as something. And memela, that's enough to passel her the kahuna. So that's the reason of Beis Shammai. The reason of Beis Shammai is because in the earlier generations, a mute was molded. And therefore, the bia is considered a bia. And that passels the mother mikahuna. So according to this, it would appear Pshat Rashi is as follows. That's what Rashi is coming, la'afuke. That's what Rashi is coming to preclude from. Mashkasa Rashi Michiuv Misa, that Rashi writes, that what? That there's no Chiuv Misa over here. Eino kushya my time lo airi b'hochi. Kash is not why we're not talking about that. Because we don't have a teretz for that. In other words, why taka don't we ask about Rashi said it's talking about where there was no hasra. So then ask where there was hasra. Ask where there was hasra. That was what was bothering Rashi. Rather, and also we can also ask. So why don't we talk about being Asr Labaila? Why only the Kahuna? Elohu Kamash Milan de Rashi, Shaloi Kanal. The name is Shunidon Rak al Psul Kahuna, Gonsh Kasarama, El de la Beishame, Biagamuri, Higam Etzloi. In other words, what Rashi is telling us is, not like the Yad Ramah, that it's only a Psul, Mitzad her. That it's considered Bia. As far as she's concerned, again, because as far as Psul Kahuna goes, you don't need it to be his bia. As long as it's bia by her, that's enough to pass it to Kahuna. That's the Adrama. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi holds that, according to Beis Shammai, it's bia gemura gone by the boy as well. We have a kasha, then ahi halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not. It's arachim. Al kopana, but according to Beis Shammai, it's a bia gemura gam etzla. V'imein chiyuv, rak mechisar and hasrahi, If there's no chiyuv, it's only because there's a chisaron asra. In other words, according to the Yad Ramah, it's only a chisaron. It's a chisaron by him and not by her. By her, it's bia. By him, it's not. So it's not a full fledged bia over here. So that's enough to pass the kahuna, but not to aser, but not to have a chiyuv misa. But as far as Rashi is concerned, no, it is a full fledged bia. And then why is there no chiyuv misa? Because there's no hasra, and not because of his chisar and bia. And therefore Rashi writes, Lashon Rabin, Machayvu, because here comes Ashman of Rashi is, that the nidun is not only bia dida, her bia, but also bia dida lebe sham, it's also his bia. It's his bia, just like it's her bia. Anyway, v'lavachi is patim midin katan, but it's not because it's a lack of bia, like it is according to the Ramah, the Yad Ramah. And therefore Rashi writes Lashon Rabin to show that he's also included in the Sivas Achiv, that it's bia tzlo. And he's patim mitam acher. There's no hasra. Patim mitam acher because he's a katan. And the reason she's p'tura is mitam mechazar and hasra. But there is a maisa on which to be mechayiv, even by him. And therefore Rashi includes them both together. Because that's the Yirka Kama Shmalan, that it's bia for him also. That's Shabbat Divrei Rashi. So why does Rashi write the Chiyuv Misa? To show us that there was a Maisa Gomer over here. It was a Bia Gomer over here. Not like the Yad Ramah. And nevertheless, there's no Chiyuv Misa. It's at her because of Chisaron of Hasra. And because of him, because he's a Kadon. But Rashi's trying to tell us that it's a Bia Gomer, it's a Bia Mitzat Shnehem. So Rashi again isn't telling us why they are arguing about kahuna and not chiyuv misa, because they didn't answer the kasha. So there was no hasra. Let's say there would be hasra. So zelo tiratzda. So it says argue if there is hasra. Rather, what Rashi's coming to tell us is that this is considered Bia Gemura. That's why Rashi comes on to tell us about the Chiyuv Misa. There's a nidun here of Chiyuv Misa because this is a Bia Gemura Mitzat Shnehem. And despite that, they're not Chayv Misa. Unlike the Aramah holds, no, it's only Bia Mitzat her, not Mitzat him. And therefore, he's not... why is it a Bia Mitzat her? Because he's not completely Mufka. Because there was a time that they used to give sire children at age 8. And therefore, since there is some element of bia over here, Mamela, he can pass her the kahuna. You don't need his bia, you only need a mitzat her. And Rashi says, no, it's mitzat shneim. And therefore, Rashi tells us about the chiyuv misa. But nevertheless, there's no chiyuv misa, even though it's bia gemura. Vadvar me'irim u'samchim, Rabbi say. So, mitzat shem, we will be zoche to continue. So a lot more to talk about. And if anything isn't clear, you can always contact me and I can hopefully clarify more. Thank you so much for listening. הדברים פשוט היו מהירים כספירים, זקים ובהירים. שלום, שלום, אהבה איתם רבותיי, ולעניין נמשיך.